We're back. It's a Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. And with us now is David Jacobs. And David is a very special guest on this subject, because last week we introduced the topic of this cultural atrocity. Somebody destroyed a mural in Newport, if I got it right, Wales. And it sort of woke up the population about a whole bunch of subjects. So, David, welcome to the program. Good to see you.
Nice to be here.
You, of course, were one of the first people to alert us all about this. Were you aware of this this mural? Or did this come to your attention at the time? Tell us what happened.
No, I mean, this came to my attention at the time of the destruction of the mural. I was aware of the 1839 Chartist uprising in Wales. Probably one of the most important incidents in the Chartist movement. The Chartists, maybe I should just back up a little bit and explain what this is about.
Yes.
the Chartist movement was a movement born in the 19th century, and it was around a charter. It was a working class movement, a huge working class movement, that had a charter with 6 points on it. It was signed by millions of people, I believe 2 million people. And it was seeking things which now we take for granted to some extent, but then were tremendously radical. They wanted a vote for all men over the age of 21. You couldn't vote before the 1840s in the UK if you didn't have property, so yep. The working class couldn't vote. They wanted no property qualifications for elections to Parliament.
Now, this was the 1840s.
Right.
And so they and it led to demonstrations and violence and later, everybody began to say, were you a Chartist or not a Chartist, or have you ever been a Chartist, that kind of thing?
That's absolutely right. There was an organized uprising, which was ultimately unsuccessful. Thousands of people from all over South Wales went to Newport. Newport was an important town in South Wales. And it was led by the mayor of the town at the time, a man called John Frost. Mm-hmm. And 5,000 people surrounded the hotel in the center of the town. But unfortunately, because of various reasons, including bad planning, bad weather, and too much planning, because everybody got to know about it, even though the original Chartist plans were held in caves. They had what they called Chartist caves in South Wales in a place called...
Have you ever... You're from Wales. Did you ever see any caves in Wales?
I've got to think about it. There are caves. There's lots of caves, but I'm not a cave dweller or a spelunker.
Yeah.
Anyway, they converged on the town, but the hotel was well protected by troops, and the local industrialists, in fact, the industrialists from all over the UK, were very nervous about the idea of giving working class people a vote. So there was a violent confrontation. 22 people died, and the uprising was unsuccessful. But it did lead to more activity by the Chartist movement across the UK, although
and some reforms, right?
Some reforms,
the vote
eventually,
came.
Eventually, yes.
And so the people of Wales and Britain do owe, to a large extent, their ability to vote to the Chartists. And you would think, by the way, my understanding is that somebody in 1978 created a great mural, and it is very attractive. And his name, I believe, was Bell. Now, why in the world would anybody take this mural down? And in particular, they're in the Labour Party. My understanding is that the people in the council were Labour Party people.
Yeah, I mean, this is the absolute tragic thing about it. The Newport City Council was controlled for many years by the Conservative Party and recently won back by the Labour Party.
They celebrate by removing
it. They celebrate by doing that. One of the protesters, I think I can quote.
Are you going to read to us in Welsh?
I'm going to try and do it in English. Johnny Sherwood, a new artist from Newport, said they're destroying it because it is a symbol of working class history. The mural reminds us that working class people once had a voice. It's an embarrassment to the council.
It is a shock.
It's astonishing, and it's been criticized. All the English newspaper, The Independent, said that it was a scandal. A wonderful article, which you can see online by somebody called Rob Williams.
When they tore it down, I mean, I saw photographs of the demonstrations. People were saying, "Don't do it." Apparently, what precipitated it was they said they were going to protest, asking them to save it. So these skunks on the city council decided they would destroy it before it became the rallying point.
Yeah, and it's not as if, you know...
Skunks, I think, is the right word.
Skunks is the right word, and... It's been in the air, the idea of destroying the mural, for 6 years, and there's been a very vigorous movement against destroying the mural. So they had planned a demonstration on the 5th of October of this year, and on the 3rd of October, at a time when they knew nobody would be in the square, in the middle of pouring rain, they sent three council workers with one bulldozer, and they smashed it and knocked it down in a matter of 2 hours. Now, while they were doing it, by the way, people gathered and got to see it, and they were so outraged. It appears that even the local police were upset about it, and they were giving pieces of mural to the bystanders.
Yes. You know? There are photographs. We're in the internet age. As we're talking here, you go and look at those beautiful photographs of the people and of that mural.
But it's a gorgeous mural. It was absolutely gorgeous. And a friend of mine in town is an artist, says it was just a criminal thing to tear it down. It's 200,000 pieces of tile and glass resembling, people said it resembled a bit the Bayeux tapestry, the famous Normandy tapestry of the Norman invasion of England. It's 1,000 years old. So someone looks like that a little bit. It was 35 meters long, put together by a muralist named Kenneth Budd out of small pieces of, as I say, tile and glass.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for doing it is because an English company, which, by the way, that helps to infuriate the Welsh, that it was an English company, wants to put up a damn shopping center there.
It's a mall.
A mall. And
something to desert in 5 years.
That's right. And they even had a fight with the Welsh Heritage Organization, which is a government organization, which said, well, the mural wasn't in a historically important place, which is kind of hilarious because the name of the square that it's in is the John Frost Square, named after the leader of the Chartist Uprising, who was condemned by the British government to be hung, drawn, and quartered at the end of the uprising.
Was he?
He was not, because the Chartist movement was fabulously popular. And they got, in fact, the Chartist movement bent its support, and I suppose got diverted a little bit, but correctly or so, to support, to save the leaders of the uprising, who were all sentenced to death. Mm-hmm. And they were all eventually deported to Australia. Their sentence was commuted.
I guess at the time was worse than dead.
I suppose. Frost eventually did come back to England many years later and continued to struggle for reforms.
This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. We're speaking to Toronto lawyer David Jacobs, who years and years ago, when there were wolves in Wales, he grew up there.
when there were wolves, there were rhinoceroses in Wales before the Ice Age, but that was before I was born.
Tell me, are they going to correct this? I mean, by now, surely they're making a promise to do something, but they're probably not going to be able to satisfy people, right? I mean, this is an injury hard to repair.
By the way, this is you're talking about revitalizing politics in South Wales. It has, as far as I can tell, across the UK, if you read arts magazines and working class magazines, Welsh nationalists and so on, they were all so outraged about the destruction, of a beautiful piece of art and an important piece of history.
Well, this comes at a time when there is a rise in movements for sovereignty in Wales, rather strong.
Yes.
By the way, don't the Welsh have a greater possession of their language than do the Irish and the Scots?
Absolutely, they do. I mean, I don't know if my figures are out of date, but there's at least a third of the people in Wales speak Welsh. There's long been bilingualism in Wales on signs and so on, and quite a revival of the Welsh language. I mean, when I left Wales at the end of the 60s, it wasn't, like I say, it's fair, you know, in South Wales it wasn't entirely cool to speak Welsh. It is now cool. Kids want to learn Welsh. There are Welsh rock and roll bands who sing in Welsh, and a tremendous revival of Welsh folk music and so on. And if anyone can get it, I'll just do I don't normally do plugs for the BBC, but they have had a very nice series on the history of Wales where they talk about the growth of the working class and stuff in Wales, which is it's a really wonderful resource.
I once talked to the American poet Kenneth Rexroth of all places, I'll say, City Lights Books, and I was chatting him up, and we were talking, and then of course the name Dylan Thomas came up, and I said, he said, you know, he didn't like the British, and he felt he had experienced discrimination, and I was sort of surprised, and he said, he said, I myself, Rex Roth, was at a party about 6 months ago, and he said everybody there was English, and he said, they asked him, what have you been doing? He said, I was hiking in Wales, and one of them turned and said, how could you stand the smell?
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, I was saying before, I think a British company's name is Queensbury that's putting up a big, just boring, run-of-the-mill shopping mall there, but it's they're going to at a cost of £100 million. The struggle at the moment, Phil, you were asking me about how they're going to resolve this. The city
yes.
council is sort of trying to backpedal and has asked on its websites for people to give ideas about it. But the movement for the restoration of the mural is still profoundly upset because they said, look, now you're going to ask us, that is the citizens of South Wales through their taxes and so on, to pay for this. When it's that damn English company, Queensbury, they should be made to pay for it, and you should restore it. And it would have been an easy thing to preserve, an easy thing to restore.
Should be the actual demand, right? They should just stay right on that. Do it the way we decide to do it, and pay for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was wondering. I think David, when you and I were discussing this, maybe a solution should be, you know, one is to commemorate, you know, the Chartists, but maybe we should become Chartists.
Well, a lot of things the Chartists asked for, the basic democratic reforms, we don't quite have anymore.
A lot of these things are gone. I mean, that was proof of it, right?
Yeah.
There was no respect for the people of that community.
Right.
Their votes didn't count for anything. The labor wiser heads decided, oh, let's get rid of it and to please the English company. And then someone said, well, there will be a protest. They said, well, knock it down before the protest.
Absolutely. Knock it down in the middle of pouring rain.
Lovely monarchist way to behave.
Absolutely. People should keep in mind, so maybe there's a little bit of sort of Welsh pride, but Wales is almost the birth of the Industrial Revolution. In that time, the 1830s, Wales was home to the world's biggest ironworks. It had the world's first, well, according to some, in 1831, just a few years before the 1839 uprising, the world's first working-class uprising, where the people of Merthyr Tydfil, near Newport, mm-hmm. took over the town and held it for a while.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
We've been talking to David Jacobs, Toronto lawyer, and an authority on the Chartist mural, and we're going to stay with this story because we are in solidarity. We're Chartists with the people of Newport, believe me. This is, as I said, the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. Remember, now next week you get to be a member, so you can go to the site and join right now mention the Taylor Report, and boy, are we glad we had Clancy Siegel and David Jacobs here. Or books for the Clancy Siegel book and clancysiegel.com and for the Taylor Report. See you next week.